I'm a former conservative Christian trad wife in recovery, and there is so much more that goes into this that you have no idea. It's not just an alt-right dog whistle. It goes so much deeper than that. One of the things that you might not know about this content is that there's a lot of trad wives online that are married to somebody who has a kid from a prior marriage. And let me give you the general portrait. Pretend I'm one of those criminal profilers like I'm in Dexter. I'm gonna give you the profile of an average trad wife creator who's the stepmom or stepgirlfriend. A lot of times she comes from a toxic family system. She's a boy mom. She has a son from a prior marriage a lot of times. She has one of the biggest signs of childhood trauma, which is chasing a man that will never love her or give her the love she deserves, just like one of her parents or both. There's a good reason baby mama ain't with him anymore, and she finds out as the years pass. Sometimes she'll make content basically highlighting what a good wife she is and what a good stepmom, and a lot or most of the time this man that she's with has children that he doesn't have much or any access to. Man's is MAGA, and he's mad at the world. She will come on here saying what a great everything he is, when really, at home, he uses her for an emotional punching bag. Somewhere deep in her subconscious, she believes if she makes content talking about how he deserves access to his kids and all this other stuff and glorifies their relationship, or cry for help online, that he will love her more and treat her better. She probably only gets a year to maybe 3 years into making this type of content about father's rights and kids' rights, a lot of times where her man's ain't even paying child support. And a lot of times, well, her man has active bench warrants every single year for non-payment of child support. That wasn't my situation. This is just a profile. Okay. Eventually, her videos get thirstier because it's a cry for help. She realizes that she's not hideous. She's a cute girl. And her videos get thirstier because she doesn't get any attention at home from this grumpy mega man. And as she finds a community, eventually through making content or just flat out having enough of his behavior and how he treats her, they end up divorced. And she ends up a feminist. This is just what I've seen over and over and over again. Not necessarily my situation. So I'm gonna ask you for a favor. If you see one of these women online and you hate their content so much, just scroll. Okay, maybe say something kind. Don't call them names. Do not call them a pick me, because chances are they're going through it at home. It's a situation I don't wish on anybody, and the world can always use more kindness. I used to be one of those women on here, and there's a lot of men that still follow me because of that, and a lot of new ones. And you want to know the ones that still stick around and watch my content, even though I talk about my bad experiences with men and my opinions and things that I've been through? The ones that still like my videos even when I'm dogging men. They don't say a word. They just support me quietly. And I thank you guys for that. Only one of you that ever say anything is Kevin, and all Kevin usually says is, "I hate being a man. I'm so sorry." Thank you, Kevin. Kevin's my bestie. Y'all are my besties.